Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, we'll be talking about an open house for Angel on a Leash, a therapy dog program fundraiser. What is Angel on a Leash? Well, Seaside Providence, Providence Seaside, is having a special open house on Thursday, March 16th at the Astoria Golf and Country Club. So you can find out more about Angel on a Leash and how you might want to be involved. Today in the studio, I have celebrities. I have David Fry. David is the creator of the Angel on a Leash program. He is also the co-host of the National Dog Show, and you will recognize him as a longtime host of the Westminster Dog Show. He is the author of Angel on a Leash, a book which he will be signing at the open house. And he does many other things, which we'll find out about. Hi, David.
Hi, good morning.
Very happy to have you here
today. Thank you. Great to be here. Thanks for having us all.
Yes, and we're thrilled you're living in our region.
It's great to come home.
Columbia Pacific area, yes, and we'll learn more about that when we learn about you. We also have his lovely wife, Sherilyn Fry. Sherilyn is the Director of Mission Integration and Spiritual Care at Providence Seaside. Hi, Sherilyn.
Hi, Donna. Thank you for having us this morning.
Really delighted to have you here. And we have in the studio Alana Quila. Alana is the, let's see, your title. You do many things, actually, but she's the manager of volunteer services at the moment. That's the simple one we'll go with. Hi.
Yes, very simple, and we're glad to bring on all volunteers.
Excellent. Yes, and we'll talk more about that, too. So before we learn about this new program, the Angel on a Leash Therapy Dog Program and the fundraiser, let's learn a little bit about each of you. So should we save David for last? Should we go have David go first? Okay, David's going to go first. Let's hear from our celebrity in the studio.
Okay. It's great to be back home. I grew up in Eugene, but had been in Seattle for a long time and then New York for 14 years as I was working for the Westminster Kennel Club and doing the television for the National Dog Show presented by Purina on NBC every Thanksgiving Day. And we're now developing a new dog show for the Beverly Hills Kennel Club. And that will air on Easter night. More about that later, perhaps. But we also created Angel on a Leash, a therapy dog program that created and administered therapy dog programs in different healthcare facilities around New York and around the country. So we brought it here with us, helped to bring in the first therapy dog program at Providence Seaside. So we're thrilled with that, proud of it, and we're off and running.
So, David, you grew up in Eugene, and some Duck fans might be familiar with your last name, and why would that be?
Well, my father was a football coach there for 17 years, 12 years as an assistant, and he was the head coach from 67 to 71 with Dan Fouts as his quarterback and Ahmad Rashad, then Bobby Moore, as his star running back. But his greatest legacy, I think, is that he his first game as head coach was the first game played at Autzen Stadium. So he's got his name in several places over there, and we're very proud of that and our history as Ducks. You know, there's no such thing as an ex-Duck, we like to say. We're Ducks forever.
And, David, how did you become involved with animals? I mean, did you grow up with animals, with dogs in particular?
You know, I always thought I was going to grow up to be a coach of some kind. I like to say I thought my career path was paved with AstroTurf, but I ended up with a dog and an Afghan hound, and ended up meeting people who were involved with Afghan hounds. I had originally gotten my dog to be a pet, but as I got an Afghan hound, you tend to meet other people who have Afghan hounds. Got involved in the dog show world. That eventually led me to have a great competitive dog named Zumi, who was the top Afghan in the country. But through that, I met the people at Westminster. They asked me if I would be interested in doing their television. That was 1990. So I did that for 27 years. And that led me into NBC Sports with the shows that we're doing now, the National Dog Show and the Beverly Hills Kennel Club.
So although you and Sherilyn are living here now, because we're going to talk with her in a second about her full-time position at Providence Seaside, but you're actually here working with the Angel on a Leash program, but you're also going back and forth doing other things with
buzzing him, around a lot. I've got a great job, and it allows me to do a lot of things over and above the dog show world, most notably promoting and raising awareness about therapy dogs and the great things that they can do for people in need everywhere.
Excellent. Thanks, David. And we're going to learn the difference between a therapy dog and a service dog during this program as well. Sherilyn Fry, please tell us about yourself.
Oh, thank you, Donna. I'm originally from the state of New Jersey and came out here for graduate school back in the 80s. I'm a Washington State Cougar. Go Cougs. So we have a mixed marriage, as you can see. And I went to work for industry. I'm a chemist by training. Worked for major food companies like Pepsi, Nabisco, and Starbucks, developing food and beverage products. And then went back to graduate school at Seattle University to get a degree in theology and ministry. And worked with therapy dogs at Providence Hospital in downtown Seattle. I was a volunteer there back in 1998 and helped to get that therapy dog program up and going. The dogs led me to the hospital and led me to the ministry, and now we've come full circle. I was working at the Ronald McDonald House in New York City for 10 years as their director of family support services, and Providence recruited me to be their director of mission integration and spiritual care out here in Seaside.
And for those listeners who may not be familiar with that title, tell us what that means, because, and I know that Alana will talk more too about the evolution of healthcare, but what is your director of mission integration and spiritual care? What does that mean?
I have the greatest job in the hospital. I get to promote and talk about all the great things that the Sisters of Providence did over 160 years ago, starting the ministry, starting all these great hospitals and clinics, health care and education for the poor, the disenfranchised, the vulnerable of our communities. And we get to celebrate that every day in Providence Seaside Hospital, and also spiritual care. We have chaplaincy, spiritual care within the hospital 24/7, 365. So no one should be alone at the bedside. No one should die alone. Everyone should have their spirituality affirmed and uplifted. And we try to provide that in different modalities, the therapy dogs being one of the modalities that we use. But we're also introducing integrative wellness for our caregivers. We call our staff caregivers, and the people that we serve, the patients that we serve. So not only would it be with prayer and spirituality, it could also be with nature, with art, with music, the types of things that people are passionate about and help to lift their spirit and increase their well-being.
Yes, and that helps people get well. And Alana Aquila, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I most recently came from the Astoria Warrenton Chamber of Commerce as their event coordinator and transitioned about 3 years ago to Providence Seaside Hospital into volunteer services. And as you were saying, I like to remind my staff that we are the other side of healthcare. Because healthcare is multifaceted, there's many sides to healthcare, and while we aren't providing the medicine and the bedside services that a nurse may or a doctor, we do other things. And so also, like Sherilyn was saying, we get to provide those wellness services that help heal. And they truly do. And so the programs that we get to offer in our department are benefits to the community, including pet therapy. And some of that would even be for our volunteers, because volunteering is a good, healthy lifestyle choice. We would be happy to help onboard anybody with that healthy lifestyle choice at Providence Seaside to bring them into our hospital. But also the people that you get to serve while you're there is just a great benefit.
Did you grow up here?
I was born in Warrenton,
and grew up
primarily in the Portland area.
Oh, and now you're back, and your husband in Warrenton is the...
Mark Quila, the mayor of Warrenton. So we're very involved in the community. This community means so much to us, and being with Providence Seaside really has allowed me to take that service to all of Clatsop County, because the programs that we're doing, I'm helping my neighbors. I'm helping my friends, people that we know and love. So it's a great organization.
So are you actually actively recruiting volunteers now for Providence Seaside?
We are. We're always recruiting volunteers. Mm-hmm. And really, whatever you're passionate about, we want to meet with you, talk with you, and then find that area of passion for you at the hospital. And it may be with your dog.
So let's talk about the evolution of healthcare. Suddenly, this used to be something, no visitors, no animals, and it was a very sterile environment. And that's really changing. You're on the inside of that. Can you explain a teeny bit about why that's happening?
Well, as we were saying, this is that other side of healthcare. So we need to be healed, but we also need to be healed and taken care of personally,
emotionally, not just physically.
And animals can do that. It's still a very sterile environment. So we work through a process. We work with pet partners to onboard our volunteer handlers and our pet handlers to make sure that they are coming into an environment that's safe for them, that's safe for the patients. We worked very hard. And really, I actually wrote a little note here, David. It said you wanted to be a coach. You are a coach. He's our coach because he's coaching us through this to make sure that we're doing this right and make sure that we're doing everything correct. And we work with Providence Health and Services to ensure that safety for everyone.
Thank you for that. And I think now, David, maybe it's a time to explain about how Angel on a Leash came to be, and maybe we want to go back to the Delta and then move on from there.
I had an early connection with the Delta Society. I was on their board for a while. I helped them in their PR for a while. And actually, Sherry and I met because of her involvement with therapy dogs, too. She'd heard me talk about therapy dogs on television from New York. And when it came back to Seattle, she had a mutual friend introduce us, and we went to work on therapy dogs while she was doing her master's thesis on animal-assisted therapy for her theology degree. I was her dog wrangler. I would bring the dogs to class so that she could deliver her papers and things like that. So we have a great basis for that. But therapy dogs is really kind of a long-time concept. It's just that people didn't always realize what was going on with them. But anybody who has a dog knows that being with your dog makes you feel better. And it's the dog walks into the room and the energy changes. And what we're doing now is sharing that with other people. And that's the best part about it, because a dog can come in and get people to smile when they haven't had much to smile about, to get them to talk when they haven't been doing much talking, and just mainly get their minds off their current challenges. And that's what a therapy dog does. And so it doesn't have to be medical. It doesn't have to be anything more than that. However, we find our dogs getting involved with things like physical therapy and occupational therapy, that a person will take a step to come to the dog when maybe they haven't felt like stepping up out of their wheelchair or stepping up out of their chair or out of their bed. And we get them involved like that. And the smile is a big thing. We're at the Ronald McDonald House, where Sherry worked for so long, and I was the first volunteer there with a dog in the house, that the number of times that a parent would say to you after watching the therapy dog interact with their child, that's the first time she smiled all week. I mean, that really makes it happen for all of us.
And the Delta Society was formed, I don't know when it was formed, how long ago?
It was formed about 40 years ago now, maybe a little bit longer, but it was formed by a psychiatrist and a veterinarian, and two veterinarians, that the Delta Society being the three points of that, that people who understood that, who understood what dogs do for us. Now, we've known it for years, and we've always been involved with therapy dogs, but it's taken a while for us to get into hospitals, to get into places where the administrator was standing at the front door saying, oh no, we're not going to let a dog in here. And now they understand that a clean, healthy dog is no more of a threat to anything that goes on in those facilities than some of the people who work there or who visit there. So we're hoping that people, as they come to understand it, will get into more and more places and do more and more things. We're in some of the greatest hospitals in the world now.
So Delta Society transitioned, though, into Pet Partners?
They had always called their teams Pet Partners. They just made that the name of the entire organization. So it is Pet Partners. They do oversee. They provide the evaluations for the dogs and provide a liability insurance for coverage for the dogs, up to $2 million, I believe, now. And that's important for the facilities to know that we're bringing those things with us, that certification that they're healthy, that they're clean, that they're insured, and that their people are trained and their dogs are trained before they come to them. So that's an important thing that Pet Partners does, and we're happy to be affiliated with them.
In a moment, we'll talk about Angel on a Leash. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about Angel on a Leash, the Providence Seaside Dog Therapy Program, which was just, you just started in the fall, right? But so the open house for this and your opportunity to volunteer or to be involved and find out more is on Thursday, March 16th. The Angel on a Leash Therapy Dog Friendraiser is happening. very first thing that you all have done for the public, and that's from 5:30 to 8 at the Golf and Country Club. We'll talk more about that in the second half of the program. Right now, we're talking with David Fry. David is the creator of the Angel on a Leash program. He was the co-host of the National Dog Show just recently, and he is the longtime host of the Westminster Dog Show. His wife, Sherilyn Fry, is the director of Mission Integration and Spiritual Care at Providence Seaside. We also have Alana Quila. She is the manager of volunteer services at Providence Seaside. David, why did you establish Angel on a Leash? How did you create the Angel on a Leash program?
Well, I think it's a natural thing, as we were talking about, having the dog, I know what the dog does for me. And for me to be able to then volunteer and do something in the community, like at Providence Seaside and all the other places that we visit, it helps me connect in the community. And that's important for me personally. It's important for the people that we serve and the people that we visit. The other thing, too, that people need to remember is that not only are we visiting patients and their families, we're visiting staff. The very first place I ever volunteered in Seattle was Bailey Boucher, which was an AIDS hospice. And back in those days, you know, 15, 20 years ago, people were dying every day. So it was a tough job for the staff. And when we'd walk in with the dog, with my dog Ty or my dog Belle, the first 10, 15 minutes of our visit was with staff who needed something to sort of ease their day and ease the pain that they go through by watching their patients die. And that's an important thing for the program as well.
What is the difference between a therapy dog and a service dog?
A therapy dog is a dog that works with a human as a team to visit other people in healthcare facilities, as we've just been talking about. A service dog is a dog that's trained to help that individual with their life, with their daily life, whether it's as a mobility assistance dog or a seizure alert dog. Thank you, and things like that help us with the daily life, and that's what a service dog does. A service dog has accessibility; they can go anywhere that the human can go, as long as they don't create a disturbance. A therapy dog does not have that same right of access, but they do in the places where they're qualified to visit, and that's important.
Well, we have some listeners who might be interested in this, and they might say, oh, I think my dog would be a great therapy dog, and I would be happy to go to Providence Seaside every week and just bring my dog in for a period of time and cheer people up. How would they, what kind of training would they get to do this? And how would we know if their dog would make a good therapy dog?
The training varies. If you're able to get there every week, it's usually about a 6-week course. You can do a lot of it online these days because of geography. But eventually, you and your dog have to be evaluated by an evaluator, in this case, for Pet Partners, that tests you on the things that you and your dog may run into. We laugh about it. I like to say that a great therapy dog is born, not made. And the dog has to have the right kind of temperament and personality. A lot of that comes from their upbringing and their surroundings. So that's important, but we also want to do the training because that really is aimed more at the person in the team, the dog and the person. They're a team, and it's up to me as the person in that team to keep my dog out of trouble. We don't want them stepping in the middle of somebody's sutures or getting tangled up in their tubes or things like that, but really my job is, once we're there, is to stay out of the way of the dog and let them work their magic.
So they will need to register with Pet Partners, but this is a process that we can help them with. So we want to onboard them as volunteers with Providence Seaside. We want them to log those hours so they get credit. We have rewards and incentives for being a volunteer. And then we can help walk them through that process, because while it's 6 weeks, it may take somebody who's working longer than that. It could take 6 months. We have a nurse at our hospital that's going through the process right now. She started last fall, and she does plan to be finished with the process around this summer, when she and her dog will be registered with Pet Partners, and then she will be able to volunteer on the floor in the hospital with her dog.
And if people have questions, the best thing to do, if you're listening to this and you think this would be something that would be fun, which it is, it's so rewarding. We're going to hear a couple of stories here before we end the program about why people are doing this. But if you would like to get more information, you can call Alana at 503-717-7171. She's at Providence Seaside. Again, that's 717-7171. And I'll leave this information here at the studio if you're driving and you want to call later. But she can give you a lot more information about that. Why is this becoming so popular? Why are more and more people wanting to do this with their dogs? What are some of the rewards that you see?
Well, it's very rewarding emotionally and spiritually. It helps your own physical well-being. There's actually studies that show that your own respiration, heart rate will actually decrease when you're volunteering, just like the patients that you're serving with the therapy dog. It shows that their respiration and heartbeat decreases, and their sense of well-being, their good hormones will go up, and the stress hormones will go down. And it's very fulfilling as far as your mission and your purpose in life. And if it's something that you love to do and something that you're passionate about, it'll come through. And it's very heart-provoking. So you'll connect with the patients that you're serving, the staff that you're serving, on a heart-to-heart basis. And the animal does their magic. As my husband David said, they change the energy when you walk into the room, and our job is just to do the best job to stay out of their way, keep them safe, keep ourselves safe, and allow them to do their healing work.
A beautiful, simple thing that makes a huge difference. And maybe we should start talking about what's happening on Thursday, March 16th. Let's talk about the Angel on a Leash Therapy Dog Program Friendraiser. This is not a fundraiser. This is a friendraiser.
So it's meant to be very fun, relaxed environment at the Astoria Golf and Country Club. This is an opportunity if you're interested in our program, or even if you just want to meet David and Sherilyn or their four-legged dogs, because they'll be there as well. And we often know that they steal the show sometimes. They will be there, and we'll be there to answer your questions about the program, whether you personally are interested in becoming a volunteer handler, or even if you want to learn more about the other programs at Providence. We do quite a few volunteer programs in the community. And again, we want to connect you with your passion so that you can serve others.
And so Angel and Grace...
Angel and Grace.
Yes, they will be there, and you will be signing your book, Angel on a Leash.
Yes, but I make no pretense. I have no pretenses about who the stars are. It's Angel and Grace.
And tell us about Angel and Grace.
Well, Angel is a 10-year-old Cavalier, King Charles Spaniel, who's been volunteering ever since she was old enough to do so at a year. And she's volunteered at the Ronald McDonald House in New York City, at the VA Hospital in New York City, and a number of other places, too. Grace is about to be 8 years old. She's followed right along with Angel in the same places. And before them, we had Ty and Belle, our great Britneys, who have long passed. But they kind of set the pace for them and set the bar for them to go on. But they're great fun. And as not only are they fun, they're also very tuned into the people they visit.
And Grace is a Britney.
Grace is a Britney.
And I read a story in your book, which was really wonderful. It was the first person that you visited, a woman named Karen, in the hospital, and how that made such a difference. And she wrote you. She got in touch with you a long time afterward.
It was about a year later, but actually it was the very first night that we visited at Sloan Kettering. She was the very first patient we saw. And the head of the program took me to the room and said, okay, go get them. And I said, you're not coming in with me? She said, no, you come out and tell me about it. So I walked in and found a woman in bed, and she was crying. And she had just been through an extensive cancer surgery. And I said, geez, are you okay? I said, do you need a nurse? Do you need some help? And she said, no, I need you. And so we stayed there, and Ty crawled up into bed with her, and she hugged and held on to Ty, and it was a great moment for all of us. But a year later, then she found us by seeing me on television. She said, I didn't realize it was you. She said, I didn't know that was you, but I'm glad I found you. And we actually hooked up at some point to revisit with Ty.
Oh, that is such a moving story. I'm so grateful that you all are doing what you're doing. We just have a few minutes left. So any last things that you would like the listening audience to know about either the Angel on a Leash Therapy Dog Program itself, about being a volunteer, about the friendraiser?
Alana? The friendraiser is a great event. Just as I was saying, if you want to learn about any of the volunteer opportunities at Providence Seaside Hospital, this is a fun environment. It's an open house. It's free.
So there's food and drink, apparently.
Yes, there will be food and drink. And we'll be there to, in a very casual environment, be able to talk to you and answer your questions about our program and get you started on that process. And if I may, David, if you could even just briefly talk about that first patient at Providence Seaside, because it was a very similar setup. So we went to a room, a patient had been in isolation for a couple days, hadn't had a lot of interaction. And I, too, just left you at the door and said, go on.
Well, we were all crying by the time we were done because this guy just lit up. And it just made a whole difference to him. Grace crawled into bed with him, put her head on his shoulder, and he just started talking to her and smiling and relating to her. He has had his own dogs at home, and it's a nice way for them to kind of put the challenges of the moment that they have behind them. So we're thrilled to do that, and that's what it's all about, making people smile.
Yes, and Sherilyn, please, anything you would like the Lisianis to know about?
Well, just last week, we had a patient who was dying and surrounded by a large extended family, and we were doing a spiritual event out in the lobby, and one of the daughters said, can you please come and see my mother because she loves dogs, and we all have dogs, and your husband was in the room yesterday with Angel. Can you please see her again because she's closed her eyes and we feel that this will help her to wake up again. So we did leave the event and go on to the unit and see the mother who was dying. And she did, in fact, open her eyes and start to talk and smile at Angel. And Angel reached over and started to lick the side of her cheek gently with the permission of the patient and the family. And they all lit up and they were taking pictures and they were all laughing and the mother was speaking. And those were the last words that she spoke.
Oh. Well, that's a powerful story. Oh, thank you so much, Charlene. And David, anything you'd like to tell people?
I want to make sure that if you're listening to this and because you're a dog show person, come on by. Come to the Astoria. Come to the Country Club and visit with us. We'll tell you about how you can get your show dogs involved as being therapy dogs as well. Your dogs are used to being poked and prodded and fawned over. Come on by and be a part of what we're doing.
All right. Thank you all so much for this great work that you are doing. And again, the event is on Thursday, March 16th at the Astoria Golf and Country Club. It's from 5:30 to 8. It's the Angel on a Leash Therapy Dog Friendraiser. And celebrity David Fry will be signing his book, but you probably are going to meet Angel and Grace. And they might give you a paw print. I don't know. We'll see.
Those are the real celebrities. Right.
Anyway. All right. Thank you all so very much for what you're doing. And you can also reach Alana Quila at 503-717-7171 if you want to ask her questions about volunteering at Providence Seaside. Thank you so much, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today to take a deep breath. It's good for your body, mind, and spirit. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life, not the things. There are so many things that are distracting to us, so many things that are sad. However, and we have to deal with those things. However, focus on those things that lift your spirit, that make you feel better, feel good, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can. Everyone is. And for being here now, in the only moment which exists, the now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.